The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. It has been my practice for some years not to give a homily at this Mass, but a number of people said, "Please say something, but don't be too long." Okay, so let me just offer a very brief thought. In the ancient world, the pre-Christian world, there was a belief that in the cosmic world, in the cosmos, there was a struggle, a battle, a contest between the powers of darkness and the powers of light. It was clear to those who interpreted this that there were certain times of the year when the powers of darkness were winning. They knew that because the nights were getting longer and the days were getting shorter. But then, at the winter solstice, about this time of the year, they noticed that the days began to get longer and the nights began to get a little shorter. And therefore, there was a feast, pre-Christian feast, called Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, the birthday of the invincible sun god, S-U-N. The sun, the light, was winning. They knew that. The days were getting longer and the nights a little shorter. And it was celebrated about this time of the year, the Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, the invincible sun, the birthday of the invincible sun. And along come the Christians, and they said, "We'll place the birth of Jesus on top of the pagan feast, the invincible sun." And that's how we got to celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. We're really not sure exactly when Jesus was born. We don't know the date. Probably it was about 6 BC. But what the Christians did was, they took something that was worldly, that had no spiritual content, and they sanctified it They raised it up, elevated, and gave it a spiritual value. That's how we end up with Christmas on December 25th. And now, the challenge to us is to take our celebration of the birth of Christ and somehow infuse a post-Christian culture, a worldly culture, with an awareness of the birth of Jesus Christ, to sanctify happy holidays. You know, you get those Christmas cards saying happy holidays. It's not happy holidays, it's the birth of Jesus Christ. And yesterday was a Hanukkah. And I sent Hanukkah cards to my Jewish friends in the last week. It's not just a holiday for the Jewish people, it's a sacred space. It's a sacred remembrance of a dedication of the temple. And that's very important to the Jewish people. So we shouldn't tell the Jewish people it's a holiday. It's not, it's more than that. It's a sacred space for Jewish people. And for us, the birth of Jesus Christ is the meaning of Christmas. So it's not happy holiday, it's the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So keep that in mind, because that's our mission, to make these days holy in your families, around your tables. Make Jesus Christ come alive through a kindness, a patience, an understanding. And we're told, but don't discuss politics, because we're so arrogant in our certainty that we can't stand another opinion. But we can, because we're going to sanctify the moment, and we're going to bless people who differ with us, and we're going to welcome people who were set apart. And churches should open their doors and bring people into a community of hospitality. We say here at Holy Family, if anyone ever comes through our door into this church, and for any reason, is made to feel less than special, it's a sin against the church. It's a wound. This is true in a family. If anybody in our family is made to feel less than special, it's a wound in the family, and you can feel it. It's a sin against the family. It's a sin against charity, kindness. It's a sin against the presence and the birth of Jesus Christ in our families and in our homes. So let Christmas come alive for us. And it has been our practice here that after this very brief reflection, we will stand, join hands, and sing Silent Night. So please stand, come together as one family, and we'll sing Silent Night. Everybody sing now.